Pokemon is an undeniable obsession with children across the country. So what exactly is a Pokemon? Cute, cuddly characters who become supercharged so they can fight their enemies.
It's a Japanese term short for pocket monster.
Pokemon are incredible creatures that share the world with humans.
It began as a video game from Japan and has become an international phenomenon in the form of books, music, videos, a TV show, and trading cards in the hands of school kids all over the world.
Well, Pokemon has swept the world.
Little, reclusive, power-filled monsters.
Characters named Pikachu, Mankey, and Snorlax.
School officials are finding that Pokemon cards are responsible for fistfights.
And the Pokemon is creating a monster of a commotion for American kids. They get into fights, but no one dies.
Parents should not let their kids watch Pokemon, play Pokemon, buy Pokemon cards, have anything to do with Pokemon, because the message is violence.
The genius of Pokemon is you have to keep collecting characters. The game's constantly innovating, and so the epidemic goes from being a craze to an entire world order.
Constant trading is not only distracting kids from classwork, but turning the playground into a black market, where they buy and sell rare cards.
The children are developing relationships with all these Pokemon creatures.
Now kids are going just wild over this Pokemon and the stuffed animals and collectibles, the Pokemon trading cards.
But why should they carry these monsters in their pocket?
The entire Pokemon phenomenon is the enemy.
Pokemon World is the world of the demonic, of the satanic.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Pokemon the movie joins Pokemon the video game and Pokemon the trading card as must-sees and must-haves. Start us off tonight, NBC News correspondent Herman Cain.
But I believe these words came from the Pokemon movie. Life can be a challenge. It's never easy when there's so much on the line. But you and I can make a difference. Just look inside and you will find the Pokemon.
The Pokemon.